Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're designed to party with Grace Bonney from the oh-so-popular home and product design website Design Sponge. We'll be talking design trends and party planning tips to help get your party planning on the fast track to fun. And to help clean up after your next soiree, we're giving away a case of carpet stain and spot lifter from Blue Magic. To slip on your favorite party shoes and get ready to impress your guests, it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. Hi,
yes.
Baby.
Hi, honey. And we are designed to party today.
We are ripping it up.
We are. We actually did rip it up this week a little bit more than usual.
More than ever.
Well, seriously, I went out, I think, twice this week.
You went out two entire times.
Yes, and you went out.
One entire time.
Yeah, I went to bed. And Mark went out. He wrote me a note.
Yeah, it's the only time we have. You got to get the kids
That's
tucked
hilarious.
Away.
Yeah,
and then it's our free time.
Totally, but you know we still have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning because of the kids anyway. So,
as they say in my hometown, irregardless.
And we're going out again tonight.
Yeah, we have a wedding reception of sorts to attend.
Yes, our electrician, Bob's getting married.
Yeah, the My Fix It Up Life electrician.
Yes, our official electrician.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's getting married and having a picnic.
Yeah.
So we're invited to that. I had to pay $20, of course, admission.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, for me.
Because, you know, I don't think I had to pay.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
He made that very clear.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we're also getting ready to party next week, too.
For Jack Declan's birthday.
Second birthday coming up next week. And we are going to have a little party for him.
Yeah, we are.
So I've been, you know, trying to figure out what I'm going to do for his birthday.
Well, nature figured out what it's doing for his birthday. It's jamming some molars through his gums right now.
Oh, he's getting his second year molars.
Kind of in agony.
He is. He's like, you know, a little uncomfortable.
I tell him, hey, butch up, walk it off.
Really?
No.
He's two.
Well, I tell him that. How else do you think I feel self-important?
I don't know. But, you know, the way that we get ready for Jack's birthday is that we're going to be working on our pergola this week and building some gates to, like, you know, fence in the children that are coming to our house.
That's right. Kind of mm-hmm. like a baby jail.
Well, you know, it's our yard. It's
yes.
not really like a baby jail.
I've got to turn it into some kind of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pink ribbons and bunting and those kinds of things. Just, I'm not feeling it. Baby jail, I'm in. Let's build penitentiaries.
That's how we prepare for a party. We build an outdoor structure. And we also decorated our back porch and, you know, some new trim.
Yeah, we did.
Some new Vipon crown molding on our back porch.
And the beadboard ceiling that
yes,
went before that.
Totally hot. And we have a new light fixture I picked up at the Lowe's.
I love it when it's the Lowe's.
I know.
Yeah.
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 Well, I wanted to get one that was motion sensor activated.
Yeah, well, yeah. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing, so.
Yeah, and that's good, but it's one of those fixtures that is surface mounted up to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to see you coming from 10 miles away.
There's, no.
But it does turn on.
Yeah, when I came home last night after I was out partying with my, well, I wasn't really partying. I had dinner with some girlfriends out
right.
last night.
Yeah.
And we did some shopping and everything and checked out, you know, what the Clinique bonus is.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to ask.
Bonus time, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Great.
Anyway, I checked out hot shoes and accessories, the whole nine yards.
You can always accessorize, says Olivia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
We're talking about Ian Falconer's Olivia books, which are terrific for kids.
They are terrific. And the program is cool, too.
I haven't seen it.
No?
I've seen it like for 5 seconds, but
I haven't seen it.
Well, getting back to Jack's birthday, you know, I was talking with one of my girlfriends, Debbie, and she has this cool website called Tabletops for Tots.
Okay.
And it's all about throwing birthday parties for, like, the toddler age, like the, you know, 2 to 6-year-old age. Totally
right
cool
on.
Ideas, totally awesome stuff. And I was asking her last week, so I haven't planned Jack's birthday yet, so what should I do? So she hooked me up with all of these ideas about how to do, like, a construction-themed birthday party for a 2-year-old.
Love it.
Which is why, Mark, I've been asking you to save all the big boxes that have been coming through the door the last week.
And we have had some good ones come through.
Yes, we have.
And we also had a storm the size of the East Coast come through.
They were a little soggy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we can do with the boxes, but...
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make, like, a little cardboard fort thing in the backyard and, like, kind of hodgepodge it all together so that the kids could, like... go inside of it and paint it, decorate it, whatever, and do, like, a fun little project, too.
Cool.
And they can rip it apart, and I don't even care.
Who cares?
Yeah. Seriously.
Of course, I'd like to timber frame a shed back there.
Yeah, you probably want to use some Western Red Cedar and, you know, use some Da Vinci roofscapes and, you know, like, actually make a little house.
Yeah, that is what I want
and
to do.
And do crown molding and fire pond all around.
I'd build it out of crown molding.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you would probably use wood, like... Western Red Cedar.
Well, yeah, for the frame part, without
and
a doubt.
And crown molding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to have somebody on this show with us, or are we just going to be talking for the next
54
minutes?
No, Grace Bonney, she is, like, super popular. She has more than 100,000 Twitter followers, and she has the website Design Sponge, which is a great resource for any kind of anything design and anything like, you know, gift ideas and all kinds of cool stuff, recipes and the whole
party planning trends.
Totally awesome stuff. You have to check it out, Design Sponge. And we're giving away...
We are giving away a case of carpet stain and spot lifter from Blue Magic.
Yes.
And that is one of those things that really works, and we will talk about that next
on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And, you know, my husband's taking a little bit of a coffee break right now for me. You know, one of those honey-do kind of things that I always ask him to do. And, you know, I need to fuel up and everything. But we're inside Fix It Up Finds. And I am going to take this opportunity to just share my Fix It Up Finds with you. Ooh, here he comes with my coffee. One thing that I receive in the mail is a lot of catalogs. And I think probably everyone receives a lot of catalogs. And one I received recently is the Restoration Hardware catalog, and I was a little bit unimpressed with some of the stuff in there. And I got so, like, exercised looking at it that I wrote a blog about it for our website.
Which was hysterical.
Yeah. Well, thank you, honey. But, you know, so Restoration Hardware, from, like, back in the day when I used to go to Restoration Hardware in Georgetown, I used to, like, love walking through the aisles and looking at all the little cute things and the hot products and everything.
Yeah, they used to have all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, like pretty stuff, too. Like the old-fashioned games and, like, the, you know, like the really nice furniture, like, couches and everything and, like, beautiful colors and things like that I just wanted to touch and, like, live in the store.
Right. Do you remember that?
But not
that
so much anymore, according, like, looking at the new catalog. They've got things in there like the authentic deer antlers chandelier and the 99-inch tall 19th century calipers. And you can buy that for $400 if you have an extra $400 laying around and you have a need for some really for your calipers.
Your antique caliper budget.
And then my favorite thing is the 100-year-old Hungarian sleigh crafted of solid elm with a tea-stained burlap cushion. And they note that it's meant for only occasional seating.
Well, if it had a burlap cushion, I mean, what other kind of seating would there be?
Yeah, it's absolutely...
Why don't you wrap yourself in this sandpaper and tell me how this shirt feels.
And I kind of get what they're going for with all the restoration part of the restoration hardware, because it's all this very, like, dramatic, somber, very heavy stuff that is architecturally relevant, and it's all about, you know, restoration pieces that are from around the globe, and that's cool in theory, but I want to know who buys this stuff. Who has this in their houses?
Yeah, if you have a sleigh that you bought for occasional seating, you must call us immediately.
Not just a sleigh, though. I mean, like, you know, I saw an episode from one of these stars once, and they actually had a, like, a Christmas sleigh in their living room.
That's
like a full-blown, like, hi,
that
this is Santa Claus, like, rolling in. I can't remember the star. I'll remember it sometime. But I was, like, baffled by that. But this is, like, I don't even understand. So anyway, so share me a fix-it-up find.
Oh, sure, I'd love to. Mm-hmm. Mine are a little more, I guess, well, this first one's a little more pedestrian. What with winter upon us and various home improvement projects, mm-hmm. The world's best snow shovel. Every year, people rush out at the last second, and they're packed in the parking lot of Lowe's and Home Depot and Menards and any other place that has any kind of snow shovel, and snow shovels don't work worth a darn.
Well, I have a question about that. When you buy your snow, like, what do you do with it every year that you have to go get a new one?
I know.
And is that many people, like, are buying new houses that everyone needs to buy a new snow shovel?
Yeah. When you get a new house, do you throw your snow shovel away from the old house?
Do you break it? Like, what are these, where are all the old snow shovels
where
going?
Where are they? Well, one place they go is they're junk. You know, they deform, they break, and they just don't work. But I got my hands on what some people call a coal shovel, other people call a grain shovel, and it's basically a wide-bladed scoop. Some of them are plastic, some of them are aluminum, and I've used it for cleaning up debris on the job site, like plaster and stuff, you know, chunks of plaster.
Oh, yeah. It works really well.
And it works great for that, and it's a big enough scoop. You can scoop it and dump it in the trash can, but it's not so big you can't lift it. And I shoveled snow with it once way back in my contracting days, like 30 driveways and walks in Washington, D.C. I was working for a property manager. You can push the snow out of the way. You can scoop it out of the way. It doesn't break. It doesn't bend. Thing's awesome. It costs, whatever, $30, worth every penny.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and I guess a brand name would be like Ames or something. You know, anybody who's making shovels makes this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, can I share a fix-it-up find
Please
with you?
Please share a fix-it-up find.
Well, earlier this week, you know Matt Blashaw?
I do.
Yeah, from, what's the show that he's on?
Finding Money somewhere. He was on Deconstruction.
He's on Deconstruction, and he's on another...
Found Money, Discovered
something
Cash.
Something like that. But yeah, he's a very handsome man, and we talked with him.
Oh, yeah, let's go to handsome. All right, Blashaw.
Well, he posted a deck lounger out of using an old pallet, and it was a pretty cool idea, and it's an awesome kind of project for, like, if you're going to have a party.
Totally.
Like our theme today.
Yeah, Designed to party. And it was a nice chair.
Yeah, it was really a nice chair. And I just wanted to mention a couple people posted about it. Stephen Bolger said that he had a neighbor that built a birdhouse out of pallets. Pretty
cool.
There
you go.
And Ronald Goble said that his neighbor built an entire fence out of scrap pallets,
that's
too.
That's one lot of pallets.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. And, you know, I have to share that I've got something on my honey-do list for you for this week.
Oh, I'm psyched because I don't have enough.
It's about beer.
Bring it. Get a keg for Jack's
party. Pumpkin beer. Pumpkin-flavored beer. I want to have some. I am totally in the mood for it this time of year. And since we're having a party and in where we live in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to buy an entire case of beer.
Yes, you do.
This is the week to buy it because I don't think I'll drink a whole case of beer. And I found it at, and I can't even say the name, uintabrewing.com. And apparently they sell all over the country, too.
Is it as hard to spell as it is to say?
I don't even know. I just know that it's probably yummy to drink.
Well, that is outstanding, and we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break.
So we'll be back with a more and new exciting show on My Fix It Up Life.